We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. 7:30 now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. KNSS breaking news. Authorities say a woman has died in a house fire in central Kansas. The Hayes Post reports that Dickinson County Sheriff Gareth Hoffman says the home was engulfed in flames Tuesday when fire crews responded. The body of 48-year-old Patricia Humes was found inside the home. The Boy Scouts will start to accept girls. The organization will have a Cub Scouts program for girls as well as a scouting program for older girls. The Cub program will be separated by gender. Chuck Eaton is with Boy Scouts of America, Eastern Massachusetts.
Our character education program is so vital and so strong. Lots of girls and lots of families have wanted to be a part of it.
Choice to admit girls will be up to local Cub Scout packs. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and cool start this morning in Wichita, you won't need a light jacket once we get to this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be soaring well above average. Our normal high this time of year is 71. Today's high 80 with a gusty south wind. Clear overnight, Tarlow 62. Sunny Friday with a high 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy and 51 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour.
Wichita police are investigating the case of a neglected animal. It was early Monday morning. A van drove through an alley in the 1800 block of North Arkansas, dropped something off, then drove away.
A resident had observed this activity and went to see what was left, and they found a brown in color female pit bull that was nothing but skin and bones and was left for dead. The dog was picked up by the resident, taken to a local vet clinic, where it is currently still being treated in extremely critical condition.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the person who left the emaciated dog in the alley was driving a 1990s model blue van.
A Kansas inmate accused of stabbing and injuring a corrections officer has been charged in that case.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports 27-year-old Alan Schroeder Jr. was bound over for trial following a preliminary hearing Tuesday. He'll be arraigned later today. Shawnee County Corrections Officer Lacey Knoll alleges Schroeder became angry after she threatened to write him up for screaming and inciting a riot in April. Witnesses testified that Schroeder sharpened a broken drawer handle to stab Knoll. She says she was struck on her face, back, and shoulder. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Napa is now under advisory for evacuations because of the ongoing wildfires in Northern California. That doesn't mean residents have to leave now. But at a town hall community meeting last night, Fire Chief Steve Brassfield asked for full compliance.
You cannot be overly prepared. Be prepared to the point to when we come into your neighborhoods and we say, now's the time to go, please go. Commit to us that you will go when we say go.
President Trump was selling his tax cut plan to the nation's truckers Wednesday. The president hopes grassroots pressure gets congressional support.
The president in Pennsylvania standing before an 18-wheeler with a sign declaring truckers for tax reform.
When your trucks are moving, America is growing.
The president repeating his tax plan outline, saying it will benefit the middle class and small business, not the rich, but he needs Congress's help.
You better get it passed.
A similar plea the president made with health reform that failed this year. Andy Field, ABC News.
7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A beautiful day across Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature 67, normal high 72. What a beautiful, beautiful day. No wind.
Nice October day.
Wow. A woman accused of pulling a gun on a Cleveland barber because he was taking too long to cut her 7-year-old son's hair has been sentenced to 6 months behind bars. 31-year-old Andrea Smith was sentenced Tuesday. She previously pleaded guilty to menacing, child endangering, and carrying a concealed weapon.
Whew.
Smith apologized at sentencing and acknowledged she briefly pulled a handgun from her purse at a barber school in April and that she had no license to carry the weapon. But she denied waving it or threatening the barber, as police alleged. Well, I tell you what, I'm cutting your kid's hair and you pull out a gun. I would find that a little threatening, wouldn't you, Ted?
His haircut's over.
Yeah. Gosh, how can you get upset with Barbara? I mean, barbers are nice people. They're trained.
Well, she's a mother. She's probably got time crunch, things to do. Hurry up.
She's probably a very, very busy person and just needed to get that kid out of that chair and on his way. Right?
Probably.
Right. Well, now she's getting a break.
She's got a six-month break.
Yeah. A little break here.
You don't have to care about the kids at all. Don't, you know, kids not gonna, probably not going to get a haircut for 6 months now. What do you think, Ted? Somebody will take care of them, we hope. A 300-pound black bear has been killed after wandering into an Anchorage, Alaska post office. Apparently, Ted, looking for picnic baskets. The bear got inside the building Sunday after walking through an open door near the loading dock.
Well, the door was open. Might as well go in.
Facility was closed, but a U.S. Postal Service spokeswoman says about 75 employees were there at the time, sorting mail. The bear climbed onto a conveyor belt, took a ride, wound up in an area where garbage is compacted. Officers who found the animal near several dozen people, and the bear was killed when officers' efforts to get the animal back outside failed. They couldn't get the bear to go back outside, so they killed it. A black bear.
Poor bear.
A bashful animal like that prowling around during the day. It would send up a few, you know, cautions. Maybe there's something wrong with the bear. Might have do bears get rabies?
Probably just hungry.
Looking for a handout. Looking for that picnic.
See what's
basket.
Going on. Yep.
All right.
Because the bear. Let's see. The bear realizes that where there's humans around, there's usually food around. That's what most of them figure out. The ones that are around humans, anyway.
And as you've been listening this morning, you've probably heard us talking about the emaciated dog story. Wow. The photos of this dog left in a North Wichita alley are just really, really disturbing. I didn't think an animal could get to that shape without, you know, dying.
Well, obviously, he was pretty close to death.
Yeah, very close. Very close. As the police said, you know, they're looking for a blue van. Somebody didn't want the pet around anymore, so dropped it off in an alley and said, hey, now this problem becomes somebody else's problem. Obviously, if you're not going to take care of an animal, you already have some personal problems, in my estimation. So, anyway, that's making a lot of news this morning. And
yeah, if you want to see the doggy, there's a picture on our website with our news story, knssradio.com.
Right. And it's not pleasant.
No, it's not.
Make
so
you angry.
You don't want to see it.
Make you upset. Make you.
Yeah, it's a story that went viral immediately when it came out yesterday. So
yeah. I was,
a lot of people are talking about it.
I mentioned a while ago watching our granddaughter, Sammy Joe, who's five, my son's youngest child, and they have a dog. It's one of those little miniature dachshunds.
A wiener dog.
Yeah, a wiener dog. And the dog is a little weird, a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you...
aren't a lot of those little dogs kind of nuts anyway?
Yeah, get that dog up on your lap, her name is Peanut. And you're nice to her, she will lick your face till you can't stand it. And, as you know, dog, yes, very putrid breath.
Dog named Peanut.
Peanut, yeah. Peanut's kind of a mess.
I would probably not go with that name. I would go with something like Johnsonville.
Okay. Bratwurst.
Yeah, no.
Oscar Meyer.
Yeah, if it were a male, it might be Oscar.
There you go. Well, tonight, Ted, at my alma mater, the Princeton of the Prairie, Wichita West High School, they're going to induct a number of people into their new Sports Hall of Fame over there. The school has
talk about a rich tradition to choose from.
The school opened in 1954, so we've been around a while. Some of the people who will be honored were on, as I understand it, the first football team they had won the Arc Valley Conference, as I understand it. Okay, I mean, I may be wrong about this, but several of these guys are going to be there tonight.
Nice.
And that's pretty good. There are going to be guys, people who graduated in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and quite a group. I don't know how many people, but they're going to honor one of the teams that my late brother Mike played on at West, a football team. So my brother Jerry and I are going to be there as honorary people. I mean, we're not going to be awarded anything.
What was the significance of the team that he was on?
It was one of those undefeated teams.
Okay.
And they try to, you know, they had many of, they have several of them in the 60s, and every year they try to induct an entire team at once.
Very nice. So
I'm looking forward to it. Jerry and I are going to go, and our good friend Ed Hill is going to meet us down there, and he was, we're all grads, and we're running into people that we haven't seen for many, many years, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, yeah, sure.
And so it just, the point, I don't, there's not a point to this except that's where we're going to be tonight.
Will you wear a tie?
Huh?
Will you wear
probably
a tie,
won't.
Or just a little less formal than
I've
that?
Been told that the tie is not necessarily okay. Something you want to wear, but they're gonna feed us, I guess, in the school cafeteria.
Well, that sounds like a great event. And like we said, you're going to run into a lot of interesting folks from over the years that you probably haven't connected with. At
and
some
I
point.
Just
yeah.
If you have, you know, if you went to high school here in town, I don't know how your alumni associations are for the other schools, south, north, and east, but we're starting to ramp up with a pretty active alumni association at West over the past couple of years.
Very nice. Oh.
A lot of that school's seen a lot of kids go through it. A lot of baby boomers went
Heck
through
yes.
it. Heck yes. So anyway, we try to take care of the tradition there.
Very nice.
All right. It's 7:41 now. Steve and Ted and Bill Roy coming up. Communities try to attract a big company with many great jobs. Bill Roy's going to tell us about that. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!